gate. Just a moment. I'll be right down. Hello, everybody. This is Michael Anthony Johnson. Sorry for the time delay for us to get started, but we're live on CenterTainmentRadio.fm. If you want to hear our interview with Imani, Sounds of Imani coming up, I want you to go ahead and log in, www.CenterTainmentRadio.fm, and we're on Blog Talk Live as well. If you want to call in, you've got about 20 minutes that we're going to have with Sounds of Imani. Go ahead and call into our network, and let me give you that number right now. It is 657-383-0437. So if you don't get that number now, I can give it to you later in the broadcast. Well, I just want to bring on our guest. Sorry for the delay. There's so many things going on with our new building that we're in right now. And so they're live right now. But let me tell you about who's on the mic right next to your ear. It's Sounds of the Money. And they're the contemporary gospel duo group, husband and wife team, affectionately known as Pastor G and Lady C. Let me go ahead and bring them on. I just want to make real good good due of the time. How are you guys doing?
We are blessed.
Yes, we're doing fine, and we're so excited to be on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I am so glad that you are here. You know, I'm doing really good. You know, it's new. This is a new building for us, and we got our new technology all around us. I can't wait for you guys to come and be a part to sit down and do a sit down interview at our TV network. And so, so many things happening at one time, and getting used to our security, letting our guests in. So I had to be the security today. So thank you for bearing with us. So it's wonderful to have you guys on our show. And I know you know how things are when you have your own radio show too as well, called Give God the Glory Broadcast. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
And so we want to get into talking to you guys about what you do, because it's dynamic what God has done and how he uses you guys. And I'm looking at your bio, and I was like, wow, incredible what God has given and gifted you guys with. But could you do me one big giant favor and just one of you guys start off, however you want to play off each other. Tell us what Sounds of Imani is and what you guys do on the day-to-day.
Okay, well, hello everyone. This is Lady C, and Sounds of Imani is a contemporary gospel duet group, and we have been singing since 1996, and we're a husband and wife team, and we enjoy what God has given us to do. There are a lot of things that we do on our music ministry platform. One of such is our own radio broadcast that you mentioned, as mm-hmm. well as we do prison outreach and so many other things that God has given us to do, and we do it with honor unto the Lord. And just excited at, you know, how many things, how many gifts and talents that God has given us, and so that's what we're doing. But Sounds of Imani is a contemporary gospel recording group.
And I'm able to look and see what the meaning of Imani is. Could you tell some of our listeners that may not know what Imani means?
Okay. Imani means faith. It's Swahili for faith, and is one of the principles of Kwanzaa. And, you know, we have our ministry is a faith walk. You know, everything we do is because of that we have the faith in God to continue to carry us through. Because, you know, we have to have faith in what all that we do, because without it, is definitely possible to please God.
Wow. You know, Pastor Gerald and Lady C, I see you have so many things, so many hats that you wear. I mean, of course, you got you're the contemporary gospel duo, your parents, and your actors, actresses. The radio show is there. I mean, my goodness, how do you balance all that out in what you do on a day-to-day basis? I mean, there's a lot of power couples out there, but I wonder, how do you guys manage all of this and being who you guys are, you know, individually to each other, to your family, and then also ministry?
Hey, man, it's you know, it's called godly time management.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Godly time management. I have never heard it quite like that. And you know what? I'm going to take that if you don't mind. Amen. Godly time management. GTM.
Oh, yeah.
Right here. We must be making this up right on the air. Unless you were using
all
the
right.
All right. Yeah, you
wow.
have to give you have to give each aspect of the things that you do, you know, the necessary amount of time. But you can't forget that you have a family. You know, of
right.
course, you have to. You can't minister to your home first. You can't minister abroad. And
that's right.
So that's one of the first things. So time management around the home, and then mm-hmm. giving each equal talent or gift that you have, giving that the equal amount of time as well. So if you have like a little time management program, you might need to mark some things on the calendar, or you may need to, you know, put some things up on the refrigerator or whatever it is that you might have to do. You have mm-hmm. to manage that time and keep things in order.
Yeah, and, right. And you know, you have to learn to communicate, because if you don't communicate, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
You know, and I tell everybody, I say, you know, you respect each other's gifts, and you know that what God have allowed you to do or called you to do is for His purpose. And, you know, it works just great, you know, because like you say, we got our kids, we got, we call it me time, that's us time, me and my wife. We still go out to dinner, we still take time out. And I tell everybody, regardless if we're married, we're still dating.
That's right. Come on in here. You know, both of you guys, dear to my heart, you have some accomplishments in education. You know, because I believe in education. Carol, Lady C, you have a master's degree in public administration, bachelor's degree in management, associate degree in business. I love that certificate in theory. And then Gerald, my goodness, a bachelor's in interdisciplinary studies, and you're also pursuing your social work degree and a certificate in biblical studies as well. Tell us, you know, what has that meant to your careers? What has that meant to your ministry? And also as parents, and as, you know, a godly family with that godly time management, what has that done for you to have those degrees?
Well, it's a blessing, you know, because you people are watching you all the time, and you know mm-hmm. when you show people that you are dedicated to what you are doing and what you're ministering to other people about, you know, just like I was telling the brother the other day, I said, if you don't have a testimony, how can you testify? You know,
that's
and
right.
I just
that's
know,
right.
yeah, amen. And I just know that through all the works and all the things that God allow us to do and has given us, it's definitely been mm-hmm. a blessing to the kingdom of God, because the words say we perish from a lack of wisdom and
yeah.
knowledge. So you gotta have all that to minister. You gotta have all that to show your children, your family, you know, and other people that you are talking to and sharing the word of God. Because you know, when you go through the scripture, it all talks about, you know, learning and the knowledge. Even when Jesus went off, you know, to that point where he went off and had to look at the scholars and then listen to some of the things that they were saying, you know. And,
yeah.
he, you know, even if he was Jesus, he still, you know, gave everybody a chance to show their gifts, you know. So
that's right.
You got to be great
wow.
teachers, you know. And the Lord say, go and what, make fishermen of men. You know, teach
that's
a man
it.
How to fish. Amen.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
Yeah, education is real important, very important, and so we wanted to make sure that, you know, we accomplish those goals in our life and set examples for our children, set examples for our congregation. And
mm-hmm.
we know that we are qualified not by man's standards but by God's
Come
standards.
On.
But there are things that God wants us to do. For example, the scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So in the same sense that we have to study so that we can rightly divide the word of truth, we also need to study so that we can effectively operate the gifts and the talents that God has given us. And so that's, we apply all of that knowledge that we have to aspect of what we do.
Amen. You know what? And it shows that it's working in that I'm looking from 2014 to 2018, God had you at the top of the list as far as awards and being nominated and being finalists in a lot of categories. I mean, I'm looking at the Praise Factor Award 2014, the 2015 and 13 Excellence in Christian Music Academy recipient. And I've got to brag on you, Lady C, the AMTC Summer Shine graduate, second place overall singing competition. Come on in the house. 2017 and 2015 Detroit Music Award nominees. Can I go on? 2017 Texas, right here in our home state. Texas Gospel Music New Artist of the Year Award winners. And you didn't stop there. You got here this year and then won again, 2018 Texas Gospel Music Award nominee and finalist, and then also for Rhythm of Gospel Music Awards nominee and finalist 2018. That shows everything that you're saying is lining up, that you're doing something right. You're able to do that godly time management. You're able to do all those things, and you win awards because excellence is what gets us there. Woo!
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you were saying all that, and I was like, wow.
It's incredible. Though. You know, when somebody else is reading a list of things that God has blessed you with, you got to look, you know, it's like you count your blessings like again.
You know? Well, you know, we give God all the glory and honor for all of those things. And, you know, as the Word of God talked about, that, you know, that we need to have a spirit of excellence. That was displayed in one of our one of the biblical characters, and so we need to do that. We need to put that in practice to have a spirit of excellence in everything that we do, and we just thank God for making those open doorways for us, because we never thought in a million years that we would be winning independent gospel awards and have independent recognition on that level. And so that was certainly something that was a blessing to us.
And I want to share this with you. You may not know, that's 10 awards. I'm counting 10 in that amount of time. 4 years. I just want to throw those roses at your feet that you can smell them now. 10 awards God has really honored you guys with. And you know what? I'm looking back at your rich history too, Gerald. Rich historic music background. You were formerly road manager and vocalist for the famous Detroit Emeralds. Wow. Experience. You know, and also it says here, percussionist, vocalist in the original Chapter 8 before the arrival of Anita Baker. What? Anita who? No, I'm just no, but, and also, look at that. It then says, served as vocalist in the Flaming Emeralds band, back on vocals for the Floaters and various male choruses. And Carol served as keyboardist for the Voices of the Wings in the Flight Community Choir, choir directresses, musician for various churches. All those things culminated into something. Because I don't look at anything that you guys have done and say, okay, that didn't help and that didn't help. Everything was a baby step into where you guys are. Could you give us something for a young artist before I play your song? I want to play that, but I want to give us something for our younger generation that's out there that think that they can just do a song and then get out there and they can last with that one song and think they can build a whole career off of one song and that the doors have to open for them. Could you share something with our young, wonderful worshipers and artists and just some words of wisdom for them?
All right. Well, one thing they have to do, number one, is put God first, you know, and allow God to minister to them. You got to have a relationship with God, you know, to really, really stay focused. And, you know, God always tells us to keep our eyes on the mark. And we have to do our homework. We have to get our craft together. We can't just think we'll be a one-hit wonder and it's going to fly.
Right.
Because you will get disappointed. And when you get disappointed, that strengthens you to go forward to do better. And you always keep going and don't stop. God gave you a gift. You know, you have to work hard for it, you know, and going through the long suffering. I tell a lot of folks, one of the spiritual gifts is long suffering. I said, why is that? Because you're doing the suffering, but God get the glory and you get the blessing. I said, so you have testimony. Of somebody, what you've been through and how hard it was. Don't, when somebody deny you, don't worry about it. A no is a yes. Keep going, you know, because we have been doing a lot in the music business for many years, and it took a while to get to a point where we are now, you know. So all it's doing is perfecting your craft, you know. And sometimes if you get a one-hit wonder, that's all you're going to get. You know, you're here to. You, and I'm not talking about Stevie Wonder. I'm talking about that one hit
Come
wonder.
On.
You know, you got to stay focused, you know, and then
right.
and your surroundings, always keep somebody around you that know what they're doing. You
yeah.
know, you get a lot of haters out there, but get people that's around you that's for you. You know, you get people
mm-hmm.
that's cheering you on and making sure that you're doing the right things. And don't I tell everybody, don't be talking about that's my friend. I said,
come on, what a friend we
have in Jesus.
Heaven,
that's your friend.
Come on in here.
So
that's your friend. That's right. Tell us about rehearsals and how important that is. Because a lot of people think that, I just got it naturally. And you might, but you don't want to need to rehearse because you remember your words and also rehearse the presence of God into what you're doing.
Exactly.
Tell us what that is.
You know, and rehearsal, every rehearsal, we pray before we start, you know, and
yeah.
we know that you have to rehearse, you have to get your craft together, because when you go out and perform, people can tell if you rehearse. People, you know, even the ones that don't know music, they tell, because you'll miss words, you won't play your music right. It's not going to sound
mm-hmm.
like you supposed to sound. And rehearsal
That's
is
right.
so important. Vocal rehearsals, instrumentation, you know, and planning out what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. And then people can notice whether or not there is unity within
mm-hmm.
what you're doing. If there's no rehearsal,
yeah.
one person be off to themselves doing something else, somebody be playing louder than the other one or whatever, but there needs to be continuity, and that can only come from coming together, not for the jam session, but coming together to rehearse, to get it right, and to have some unity that is presented when you go out on that stage.
Yeah. And one more thing. She said something that was real great. Damn. Because
mm-hmm.
you see a lot of people out there, they just jamming and not
yep.
performing. You know.
That's right. Mm. Jamming and not performing the presence of God in the midst of his people, where he will work and do great wonders if we prepare before him. And that preparation also, like you said, is prayer as well, not just rehearsal, but prayer culminates it and brings it all together. He said, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he would direct your steps. And he opened doors for you when you acknowledge him. And we've seen that in so many ways. And well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to run down and get my other guests. And after the song is over, would you guys mind just sharing how this song became to be a part of your repertoire? And, you know, and just share it with my audience and love on them for just a little bit. Because, like I said, I believe they're in great hands. So I'm going to go down and get my guest, but I'm going to play this song. But after it goes off, I know you guys are going to minister to my audience and tell them how that song just really blessed your heart and why it's a part of your project and where they can follow you. And we'll be right back. Everybody, listen to Because of Who You Are, Sounds of Imani.
Looking back now, I can't
That was us, y'all, the Sounds of Imani. And, you know, the song is a great song. The song is part of our testimony. Amen. And we just want to share with you the purpose of this song. You know, we're always asking God for something, but what do we give God? We want to give him the glory because of who he is, you know, of the things that God has healed us with, how he blessed us. And time again, sometimes we're not even worthy of the things that he blessed us with, but we still have to give God honor and because of who he is. Ain't that right?
That is so true. That is so true. And the song on the keys are Michael Mendenhall. The song was produced by Michael Powell, a man who was part of Chapter 8 back in the day. And, of course, your writers are Pastor Gerald and myself and a co-friend of ours, Darren Stewart.
Amen. And as you listen to the lyrics, they are true lyrics. We're writing about the presence of God and how God has entered into our lives and blessed us. You know, as the lyric says, so many times you have rescued me. How many times God has rescued us and the things that we do and the challenges that we face. So, you know, we just thank God that he uses us to write his words, not ours. So,
great. And then if people want to contact us, we are so available on social media. We are on Twitter, Sounds of Imani. We are on Facebook as Sounds of Imani Music Ministry and Sounds of Imani. And, of course, we have our own website, www.soundsofimani.com, where someone can go on the website. They can see live performance videos and some of our music videos that we have. And also, they can just contact us on our personal pages, Gerald Irvin or Carl Irvin.
Amen. And,
yes,
and remember, we just thank God.
Well, go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, we just thank God for how he blessed us through the journey that we have had. And the journey is still going on. And with you guys, we just trust in the good Lord that you continue to support our music and to be a part of the Sounds of Imani fan base.
Exactly. CD
right.
Baby, iTunes, Amazon.com.
I encourage your audience,
go ahead. And, you know, they've done all this work. They put everything that God given them into that project. Go get it. Go support them because they need to have that that ministry that you have in your wallet. You know, bless them because, you know, they what they got to do, they get a house note. They get a car note. They get all these different things they have. You know, this is a way to either bless them and also be blessed yourself. So really go out and support and pick that up for them. Is that all right?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I want to introduce you guys to. I don't know if you have to go right now. With Sounds of Imani, we just really appreciate everything that you do. And like I said, all these awards, keep on doing what you do because everything that God has put in your life has prepared you for this moment, and there's greater things he's going to do in your life. And I just pray that God continues to do that. But I do want to do a segue to introduce you to and introduce our audience to Jamar Jones. Everybody, welcome to everybody on BP and TV. We're live there. Also, we're live on Facebook. Also, we are live on Blog Talk Radio, and we're live on our CFN network. So I want to acknowledge everybody that's listening on our networks across the platforms that we have. And Jamora Jones,
how
you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Meet Sounds of Imani, how you guys doing?
We're all right. How you doing?
Doing great.
All right.
Hello,
fine.
How are you,
Bart? Fine. It's a pleasure to meet you.
That's right.
It's incredible. You know, the revolution has not been televised. It has been digitized.
That's right. See, there we go. That's why I saw that modern technology visionary sitting right here with us, everybody.
Yes, sir.
So I want to just explore a little bit. You know, I'm looking at some great things, Jamar, that you've been able to accomplish. And, you know, I wrote down some things myself. I said worshiper, keyboard artistry, the art of losing oneself to give Jesus the stage. And the great things that God has blessed you with as far as a gift, being a gifted pianist, a composer, arranger, producer.
Yes, sir.
Modern technology visionary. You recognize what's going on around us. This is all technology.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes.
I don't have to have the big giant cameras and all these big things, but I can just use what I have to produce something that goes around the world.
Yeah.
Tell us about how this all began to play out in your life, where you knew that this was going to be the platform that God had for you.
You know, what's incredible is that I think I was the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Grammy Awards.
Right.
I was in the Grammy All-American High School Jazz Band,
mm-hmm.
and I was invited. We went to the award ceremony, and that year, Whitney Houston opened up the Grammy Awards. It was at the Radio City Music Hall,
right?
Singing "I Will Always Love You."
Wow.
And, the kids, they got us tickets, so we were just happy to be in the award show.
Mm-hmm.
But we were sitting in the rafters in the bleachers, and you know what? That night, this question crossed my mind. What did it take to get from my seat to that stage?
Right.
And that is really was the beginning of, it was kind of like the seed,
wow.
the impetus that the Lord had planted in my mind and in my heart. One, because I could see myself just doing like everybody else. I want to give honor to God.
Yep, exactly. We want to do that little,
you know.
We call it the okie dokie.
You know. But the truth of the matter is, over time and as the Lord had developed me, it wasn't so much about the platforms, me wanting to be on, or how can I say this? It wasn't so much about me being on a platform just to give Him honor. It was really more about me getting on a platform to do His will.
Right. That's
you
it.
Know, giving Him honor is the thing that I thought that, that's what I want to do. And He says, no, I want to invite you into doing my will.
That's right.
Which is something completely different. So instead of me inviting the Lord into His work, He invited me into His work. I mean, instead of me inviting the Lord into my work, He invited me into His work, and that's what my career has been.
I'm glad you said it just like that, because that's some things that God's been dealing with my heart about, especially with the television network of the capacity that we're about to
sure.
embark upon,
sure.
is losing yourself and giving Him the stage.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, I mean, that's what I was praying about what to say. And that's what God has given you a platform to allow Him, you know, the scripture, my favorite scripture, I'm crucified with Christ.
Yes, sir, crucified with Christ. And you know what, it's not I, but Christ in me.
That's right.
You know, and what's interesting is that I'm reading a book right now, An Experience with God by author escapes my name, but that's not important. But one of the things he's highlighting on is that the experience with God, the walk with God, it's really us joining an experience that's already happening.
Wow, yes.
And not us asking God to join us in our ideas and plans.
Right.
You see, there's a big fundamental, and while, you know what, it's amazing, like, you know, we want to do things for God,
mm-hmm.
And God will allow us to do things for Him.
Right.
But oftentimes the things that we want to do for Him and the thing that He wills for us to be a part of
mm-hmm.
are two separate things.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Do you hear? I hear a lot of people say, "I'm waiting on God."
Mm-hmm.
And you just explained something.
He's waiting on you.
Yeah. And then he said, "Well, you gonna catch up or what?"
Yeah. Right. You know.
So
I've asked the Lord to invite me into the experience into His will,
mm-hmm.
which is already happening.
Yes,
CFN
right.
Network.
Yes,
it's His will.
That's
it's
right.
already happening,
that's right.
and He invited me into this experience.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are together. And there'll be others. And that's kind of the way I treat every moment.
Right.
You know, as an opportunity, I pray about what it is I'm doing
right.
or how I'm moving. I move a lot in the secular world,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of prayer that comes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Lord has somehow conditioned me to hear His voice and to do his bidding and his will in different environments that I'm in.
A lot of people won't understand what you do, and they won't understand even some of the things that that I do for CFN Network, because, you know, sometimes when I share some things that God is doing with us as for the network, and everybody's wondering, well, how did that happen? I'm like, you said,
Yeah,
in his presence, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm learning how to catch up.
Yeah.
I still don't think I've grasped everything, but as he's teaching us,
wow,
and we're acknowledging him in all our ways, he's directing us,
yeah,
how to catch up with
absolutely
him. He's always moving, always doing something.
Always. So, and he moves, and I'm here.
There we go, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you this, and Sons of Imani, especially Pastor and the Lady C, I have you chime in on a couple of questions, but I want to ask you, what is it like, and how does God infuse that in your works with, like, Patty DeBell, the project you're working on with her,
mm-hmm,
and all the different people you've been able to touch with your ministry, I'll say ministry, and with your music and the gift that God's given you.
Sure.
How's that infused into that? And how do you say God has infused it?
It's infused in this way. The Lord has gifted me with the ability to, and the opportunity, I should say, to really understand my why.
Right.
And the why that he's given me.
Right.
And what I believe God has called me to do through whatever I do vocationally is really to make the environment less stressful,
mm-hmm,
for those that I come in contact with.
Right.
You know, so I do it through producing. I do it through playing the piano. I do it through education. I'm a college professor. I do,
mm-hmm,
it through my pastoral work. You know, they're Embassy City Church.
Yes.
Big ups to Tim Ross, our,
yes,
senior pastor.
I can say now,
yeah,
our senior pastor.
So you went through a gate?
Yeah, well, I haven't gone yet, but I'm about to.
Okay,
I'm
man. Yes,
my son.
Yes, sir.
We're waiting. Yes.
But to make the environment less stressful, all right, that's the gift that I have. So that's,
ooh,
the ministry that I have. Now, this is the thing that the Lord showed me, because,
ooh,
that is the why. That's why he put Jamar Jones in the earth.
Yes.
I can never be the seed nor the cause of stress in any relationship,
wow,
or in any exchange or any such, because that goes against the very nature of what he created me to do. So it's made me incredibly self-aware about how I interact with people. You know, so instead of, you know, being in a room full of people that's, I don't want to just diminish it to cussing, but,
mm-hmm,
people that are stressed,
right,
you know, I'll say, why don't we pray?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and generally, those types of things have been attention getters,
mm-hmm,
you know, for people that are going through, and it's just like, you know, so that's how I interact in all of the environments, and I believe that is what has brought me to, you know, working with Patty LaBelle. I've been working with Patty LaBelle for the last 16, 17 years or so,
right,
on a myriad of different projects, and our relationship has grown. I've worked on her gospel albums. I've worked on the jazz record that,
right,
we put out. We're about to do another record where we're going in the studio with a couple artists, some of you may know, that,
mm-hmm,
I don't think I'm supposed to say. I was about to say it, but
it's all right.
I stopped
right
myself before I said it, and,
right,
which is cool. So, mm-hmm, I get to work with her in a lot of venues, and our relationship is one as such. She calls me the pastor,
all
the,
right,
reverend all the time. And,
I love it.
You know, we have a fantastic time. And then it in and of itself, it becomes a ministry. I also, you know, work with Jill Scott, too, as well,
yeah,
where I'm on the road with Jill, you know, a couple weeks every year.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill allows me the opportunity to share with all of the audiences the same thing that we would experience there at Embassy.
Wow. You know, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
That is incredible. And just allow you, I remember one Sunday I was there, and you just began to play It Is Well.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
it was a hush.
Yeah.
And I felt God's presence in such an incredible way. And it is, I hadn't experienced like that in a long time.
Yes,
a long,
sir,
time, I'll say that.
See, and I do that same exact thing in,
wow,
her show.
Wow.
You know, and she provides that space, which has been incredible. And it's, you know, it's amazing because what you end up doing is you end up ministering to people that oftentimes may not end up coming to church.
Right.
But they need to have interaction with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So I'm able to bring the Holy Spirit to them,
mm-hmm,
across sound waves.
Right.
You know, and there's a connection, and it's been incredible. I can go on and on about the testimonies that I've gotten for people, and then the opportunities to disciple and have evangelism, you know, even in those types of environments. You
know,
it's been incredible.
I know it's got to be some great testimonies. It's got to be a book at some point. I'm just saying, I mean, it may not be now, but you got something that you ministered to whatever environment you come in, because you just said something, and God was sharing something with me about basically what you're talking about as far as making sure that I'm staying on top of things with people.
Yeah.
I'm walking in integrity. If I tell somebody I'm going to do something to do it.
Absolutely.
If I say I'm going to be down in 3 minutes, be there in 3 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Just simple things that people look back on and say, you know what?
Yeah.
That stands out.
Because there's a light there.
That's right.
You know, there's a light in integrity.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And you never know when that one showing up on time for 3 minutes will...
Yeah.
You will be the impetus for somebody say, Michael, can you? I'm having a struggle, and you say, well, let me tell you about He who takes care of all of our struggles.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
Know what I mean?
That's right.
That's good.
I love how iron sharpens iron, because, like I said, I'm seeing the different things, the different avenues that God is probably taking somebody through right now,
yeah.
And just your testimony, just the things that you're saying. It's really turning the light on for some people.
Yes,
tell us just some things that really, maybe there's been some mentors in your life that gotten you to this place where you understand how to walk your walk day to day.
Oh, that's a good one. Good mm-hmm. one. All right, so mentors. Mm-hmm. I am going to mention a guy that's really, really behind the scenes. He's probably not even watching because he's disconnected from the digital world.
Mm-hmm.
But his name is Armstead Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Armstead is, once upon a time, he's manager to a certain star.
Boy, okay.
You know, a lot of stars, and chairman of the board of United Bank of Philadelphia. And he's been like a kind of somewhat of a father figure mentor to me, and has helped me to develop, you know, just educationally, academically,
right.
and in business, you know, and then just being a good father, a good steward over my family,
right.
As well. You know, that's one. Another is somebody that we all know, the whole world knows in many ways, and that would be in the likeness of Bishop Thomas Dexter Jakes.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And Bishop Jakes, I was on staff there at the Potter's House for more than a third of my life at this point, and my relationship with Bishop Jakes was a special one. He really, really pointed out to me he was able to kind of lead me along a path of discovery and discovering my purpose here in the earth, and really in discovering who I was. And to I told Bishop Jakes this a couple weeks ago, like when I came to the Potter's House, I was probably a boy, and when I left, I was a man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thanked them for allowing a little boy to run the music department. I said, I'm not sure whether I would have done that, but,
right.
know, that was the opportunity that was given to me, and it boded well, know, overall. But Bishop Jake said he really, it was one question that he asked me a couple years ago that was the reason, it led to the reason why we're here today.
Right.
And me having an album called Fatherly Child,
yeah.
Because I had to kind of go on and do some self-discovery and some work, some really inner work to address some inner turmoil that I had in my own heart. And as a result, you know, so, and you got T.J. Those are the two. And then, of course, I have, you know, mentorship for me and lessons in life. I get them out of every person that I meet in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
You know, so I have, like, brothers and people that I've listened to that have said things that have helped me all the way, whether it be Tim Ross, you know, whether it be yourself, you know, like, coming up where you talked about the move from Cedar Hill into this building.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I'll probably always remember that,
right.
you know, and that's a standing memorial of trust God.
That's it.
You know, this is His work. This is not my work. This is His work. You know, when we had children, I'm just like, my kids, I pray to the Lord, these are your children.
Right.
So I thank you. We're just custodians of them.
Right.
But, Lord, you have to take care of these children.
Mm-hmm.
So help us, or tell us what to do so that way we can raise them to be the human beings that they need to be.
Tell us about some hills and valleys. I know the strongest hills and valleys I've experienced has been, I mean, some deep ones, some hurtful ones, but they've been deep as far as my wisdom and knowledge of me growing.
Sure.
And one of late, my dad died last year, and
okay.
That was the most hurtful thing. I was like, that's dad.
Yeah.
And God's like,
yeah.
But that's dad.
Yeah,
he said,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But you caused something to come up out of me after that.
Wow.
Tell us about, maybe, I mean, that might not have been something your testimony, but I'm saying, what has been some
well,
about you?
My hill, or my valley, I should say, my father died when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
So my life begins with the memory of my father's death.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a clear memory that I thought, it was so clear for me as a three-year-old that I thought it was normal.
Wow.
You know, I grew up with it, and
mm-hmm.
I could recall, and I was, you know, I could talk about it if there was need to, but, yeah, it wasn't until I was faced with the question on one random day where I asked Bishop Jakes, who I was talking about before, I asked him, or he asked me a question, and I told him that, you know what, I said this statement, I said, I'm sick and tired of fixing everything.
Right.
And he asked me, he said, who told you you had to fix everything? You know?
Wow.
And we went back and forth for a couple of hours on this question. And I'm like a fur kind of, I'm like, yo, I'm throwing it all up my best shot.
Yep.
This is, you know, and it would keep coming back around to the statement, but
mm-hmm.
who told you had to fix everything? And then that caused
wow.
me, that was, it was that question that ended up, you know, it led me to kind of go through some counseling
mm-hmm.
and therapy, and it was through that model that I discovered that I had never adequately addressed the fact that I didn't understand why my father died.
Wow.
You know, and I want to take it a step further because
yeah.
there was another thing that was kind of important in there. When I was about 9 years old, there was a school teacher that asked the class to do a Father's Day project. And it was the end of school year. Her name was Mrs. Gimple. So
you remember her name?
I
yep.
remember her, Mrs. Gimple.
Yep.
And she looked like a Mrs. Gimple. she asked us to do a Father's Day project. And the class seemed so excited about doing the project,
yeah.
you know, where it was just like, okay, these are nine-year-olds. And I'm like, okay, I'm looking around. I don't know what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how to say I don't have a father.
Right.
So what I did is I did the project. I addressed the project to a neighbor who lived across the street who had the same last name as us, Jones.
Right. Right.
The Jones family
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Ernest Jones. And that was the way I fixed. That was the way I fixed. Yeah, Raven Jones is my cousin. Or it might be my uncle.
Well, he's here in Texas, if that's your uncle. That's
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Maybe, never know.
It might be. But that was the way I fixed
mm-hmm.
the issue. And that was the beginning of Jamar Jones, who would go on this thing where I'm trying to fix problems. I was an excellent problem solver.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
great student.
Right.
You know, great in music, great in business, and all. And I could solve problems with no problem. But the thing is, I was always fixing. Now, what happened at that nine-year-old Jamar
mm-hmm.
is I solved an issue. So I fixed the problem, but I never told anybody how I felt. So I grew up as a man that I always told you how I always told you what I thought, but I never told you how I felt.
Wow.
You
that's,
know.
That's different.
That had driven me my whole entire professional and young adult and adult life. You know, I was telling, and people probably thought that my thoughts were my feelings, and they were not.
Wow.
So when I'm saying I'm sick and tired of fixing everything, that's really me just trying to say, you know what, I'm really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way I was trying to say I'm frustrated.
Right.
And I don't know, I didn't have the verbiage nor the vocabulary or the emotional health to be able to just say, you know what, you're frustrating me right now.
Right, exactly.
You know, I would see everything as an opportunity to fix a problem. Now, the reason all of that set in is because when you go back to, four-year-old, three-year-old Jamar, you know, my father died. Well, that was information I had that I never knew what to do with it. So I was born probably with the gift that I was going to be fixing stuff. And that's one thing I didn't know how to fix.
Wow.
This you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's the hill that I came over. So once it was pointed out and I was able to work through it in counseling and therapy, just like my Ayala fixed my life moment, I worked through that. Then I understood why I was the man I am.
Mm-hmm.
I understood why I worked so hard the way I did. I understood why, at least I tried to help as many people as I could, but I would get frustrated when it seemed like that help didn't work. I understood so many things about myself, and then it freed me. Now I'm a man. I can tell you what I think. I can tell you what I feel.
Right.
You know? So
right.
I'm just like, man, I love you, but you're frustrating me.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Or I love you, and, you know, I think we should go have dinner. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tell you what I think. I can tell you what I feel all at the same time, and that's the hill. That's, you know, the overcome moment for me.
That's why God had you in this seat, because you know that that's that another valley or hill that I'm going through right now, and that's it's a maturity thing.
Yes, sir.
And what God has been dealing with me as far as, you know, being honest about what I feel about different things, as far as even my relationships with the people that I have with the ministry and with this TV network and the people that I will have partnerships with and will vacate partnerships with.
Sure.
And so I believe that's a beautiful segue into let's listen to this song.
Wow.
And let's hear what this song. Tell us a little bit more about how this song came to be as far as on your process.
Which one?
You've got. Let me pull it down here, Jamal. Give me just a second. Everybody, just bear with me. And also. Sounds like money. I'm going to have you come back after the song and ask a question, because they're radio announcers as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to have them come back and ask them questions. I've got Promise, and I've got the other one as well. I believe it's give me just a second. Let me find the other one with your name on it. And I want you to guide me as far as which one should we segue to. And remember this, we are always live. So we're going to be live on the TV network when we take a break with Blog Talk. So we are going to be talking in Searching for Answers.
That yeah. Okay.
Is that one or the other?
Well, man, those are two tough ones. Promise is about, that's the end of the story. So if you listen to my record, mm-hmm. Promise comes in a place where there had to be a resolve of some sort. And after I went through the experience that I just told you about,
mm-hmm.
Promise is like the message. That song was written by Tracy Chapman, and that's the message from a loved one that has passed back to those of us that are living.
Wow.
Patti LaBelle, we recorded that song probably, 13, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had dealt with losing her sister.
Yeah.
And Promise is just, you know, I'll always be with you. It's kind of like one of those moments, and it's a very powerful song. Searching for Answers, should we talk about it now?
We can talk about it. Yeah.
Searching for Answers was co-written by a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Montel Jordan, who is also a worship pastor too, there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
And I sent my record a couple years ago to Montel just to listen to. You know, I said, man, this is my album. Fatherless child, you know, and I'm trying to tell this story. And Montel knew my whole story because we're friends and all this, that whole thing.
Right.
And there was a track on there called Searching for Answers. It was an instrumental tune.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tune that's on the record, but it had no vocals. And he penned those lyrics, which it encapsulated my whole entire story just inside of a verse and a chorus.
Right.
And when the first line, searching for answers, the fatherless mystery, he held my heart for ransom in exchange for melody.
Right.
Like, and searching for answers, I'm trying to find deep inside of me as we walk together, as we talk together, father and son holding hands together every time I play these keys. Like, it was so powerful that I had to go in the other room and kind of like shed a tear. I'm like, he said is, he's like, he FaceTimed me. He's like, man, you know, I heard this tune, and if you like it, then cool. If not, I understand. He's just like, I know your story, and I just felt compelled to write this song, and that was the song that he wrote. I think we should listen to that.
Yes, let's listen to this right now. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back with Jamal Jones. back. Okay. And we're back live. We're here talking to Jamal Jones and also to
Alicia.
And, you know, talk about the hills and valleys sometimes that you go through. And we're also back with Sons of Imani that I'm going to have them ask some questions as well.
Okay.
But before we do that, I want you to tell the wives out there, you know, how to support or some things that you've learned as far as wisdom.
Oh, that's good.
There we go.
It's good. Support is number one. That's always going to be key. Even if you don't like it,
mm-hmm.
support.
Right.
If
yeah.
you like it, support.
Mm-hmm.
That is the number one thing. And encourage.
Why?
Because your dreams and your aspirations and we're your number one supporters,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna have good days, you're gonna have bad days, so I know what it is to be that rock, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This is a good segue time also. We got Pastor and Lady C, Pastor Gerald, Sons of Imani. Now, you got any questions for our guests? And also, I know Lady C as well as what's been shared about being a support system. Could you just add to that and add to some of the questions for be our question panel, if you would?
Okay, great. And this is regarding support.
Well, however you want to take it, you know how we do.
Okay. All right, well, I want to ask just this Lady C of Sounds of Imani, Jamar, and I'm enjoying the interview with you. What I'd like to ask is, how are you able to juggle your time management in between pastoring and, you know, having time to, you know, practice your music, family, et cetera, all of those things? How were you able to juggle all of that?
Good question. Number one, prioritize. I prioritize things, and I've been fortunate. Well, unlike most, I've been playing the piano since I was 4 years old. So because I have been playing the piano since I was four, by the time I was married at 22, I probably had put in my 15 hours that Malcolm Gladwell says you need to be an expert in. So with that in mind, my new wife didn't have to compete with me trying to get to expert in that one area of my life, right?
Yeah.
And so I was able to focus and be there in the moment for her. As we evolved and as we expanded, for me, my family has always been the number one dynamic in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm doing something, my family is doing it with me.
Right. Oh, I love
you
that.
You know,
yeah.
I never look at it as if Jamar is getting an opportunity by himself. So I was on the road one time, Jamie Foxx, and remember, I was all over Europe, and then we came back, and then they said, man, we need you in New York for a week. So I was like, cool, Alicia, our two daughters, and she was pregnant with our son.
Right.
They came and we all spent the week in New York, and that's just one time. We've done that like on several occasions and different things. The other thing is, so once we moved to Dallas, from a career standpoint, it kind of got my first official 9-to-5 with the Potter's House, so
mm-hmm.
to speak. And as an executive director of music there, I was able to kind of come home regularly every day as opposed to be on the road every day.
Right.
So my kids were used to a dad that was present in the home,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. And then I would just kind of step out and do things here and there as opposed to being gone for 4 and 5 and 6 months at a time. And then it ends up. So I think it's because of my ability to prioritize. Now, I want to turn to the scripture real quick and talk about something that's very dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And in Malachi, the third chapter, we understand it says, bring ye the tithes in the storehouse,
mm-hmm.
So there might be meat. Prove me now herewith, I'll open you up a window in heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the tithe, the 10 is the number of government, the number of law, and for me, what that's really talks about is discipline.
Right.
Not even just in giving, but when he says, I will rebuke the devourer for your name's sake, the Lord is really telling us is that discipline rebukes the devourer. So I can only be disciplined. It's better for me to be disciplined, rather, in a handful of things than try to stress myself out trying to be disciplined in 20 things, if that makes sense. So, like, when I, again, it goes back to prioritizing, like, okay, my wife, my family,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can hold down my church, and then I can hold down a handful of projects at a time, and then that's how I've been able to sustain myself.
Wow.
And the Lord has blessed me in walking as opposed to running majority of my career too as well. So that's been, I've had to turn down really some high profile opportunities all
yeah.
because it really fought against my priorities. And when I see things that would challenge, you know, me being at my son's football game, I'll say no, like, no, that's not for me. And some, I've had friends tell me I was crazy for some of the things that I would turn down. And I would say, but, you know, it's better that my son have his dad than he be having a record called Fatherless Child, and I'm
right.
living.
Right, right, exactly. You know, that's a good area, and I think a lot of people are hitting this on that because we don't pace ourselves.
Right, right.
And we don't allow God to pace us. And
yeah.
There's things that we'll be able to do, but there's some things we need to just, it's not worth the time.
Right.
And, it's, you know, we're valuable to God when we can give him our best.
Mm-hmm.
And you just mentioned that. I just found that scripture, and that's a good, another good balance. I think a lot of us Christians
yeah.
sometimes miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
We understand, okay, let me get my tithe. We want to understand how that applies to our life. And
yeah, the
government
the discipline
well.
Rebukes the power. Govern yourself.
Yes.
He's giving you a way to govern yourself. And anywhere that we lack discipline,
mm-hmm.
we're devoured.
Right.
Where we have discipline, so if I'm disciplined in love,
mm-hmm.
if I'm disciplined in forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
If I'm disciplined in education and all that good stuff, he says, I'll open you up a window in heaven, pour you out a blessing. Now, this is the thing about the window in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The first place that we see the window in heaven opened up is in the days of Noah, where it rained 40 days and 40 nights.
Wow.
And that's the type of blessing he's saying that he will pour out. Now, imagine that. Now, it still takes him to be sustained inside of it,
mm-hmm.
but like an overflow of
mm-hmm.
blessing,
mm-hmm.
enough that it would blanket the whole entire earth if you're disciplined in an area.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, wherever we're disciplined, that's the kind of blessing that you'll get.
Now, I believe some people need to go back and listen to this over and over again because I believe there's some truth being dropped there that a lot of people miss.
Well,
tell us about valuing yourself.
Valuing yourself. Well, you know, psychology 101 says that generally the way people treat other people
mm-hmm.
is an indicator of how they see themselves.
Yes.
You know, and while that's such a basic lesson, it's such a very important lesson for life.
Mm-hmm.
As I talked about earlier, understanding my own why and not being a cause of stress in relationships. When you deal with people in conflict, oftentimes, you know, people that are contentious about things, it shows you how they feel about inwardly as
right.
opposed to outwardly.
Right.
It's just that, you know, it takes a disciplined person
right.
to understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Mm-hmm.
They're not flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
but they're mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us to understand that, you know, those fights are spiritual in nature.
That's right.
And it starts inside and works its way outside. What happens outside is just a manifestation. So when it comes to valuing yourself, you know, if you really, 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 really love yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's not hard to love people.
That's right. That's right.
You know, if you learn how to forgive yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's not hard to forgive people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you learn how to really appreciate yourself,
mm-hmm.
then it's not hard to appreciate people.
Right.
If you learn how to give to yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's not hard to give to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As opposed to thinking that everything that I do, well, inside will change once I do it outwardly, and that's not just not the case.
That's right.
You
You're
know?
Right. Spiritual laws.
Spiritual laws.
You know, there's something God's teaching me in that. He said, the more we spend in God's presence, in God's word, we understand what he's saying, his word being commandment or a law.
Yeah.
And sometimes we dismiss that time with him.
Yeah.
And we don't know that we're bringing some things up on our lives that we shouldn't bring.
Yeah, yeah,
Do you have
yeah.
any insight on that?
I do. I would say we were at the University of North Texas yesterday with our daughter,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing a science science tour.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be a doctor.
All right.
So we're doing a science tour. She was touring colleges and stuff like that. And we got to the science lab, and there was a professor that did a presentation. Now, he was, I don't know what language he was. He couldn't understand most of what he said. But he said these words. He said that everything in nature wants to lead itself back to symmetry.
Huh.
Right? It was so interesting. Mm-hmm. And when he said it, that really, really, really caused me to think about the balance of things that the Lord really wants, he's trying to bring to our lives,
right.
That he's trying to bring to our circumstances. You know, the fact that the body can, he created the body to heal itself.
That's right.
And in the healing process, the body is trying to find balance,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when it's out of balance, that's mm-hmm. what we call disease.
Right.
You know,
yes.
And when it's in balance, that's what we call ease,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, I started thinking about everything that God had done. So Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the world was out of balance.
Right.
And this is how I'm going to get us back in balance for all eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the blood represents. And one of the spiritual laws, I was just thinking about it in terms from a standpoint of balance that the Lord wants us to have in all areas. Forgiveness gets
mm-hmm.
us in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Love gets us in balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once you look around at the world that we live in now and how things are so out of balance,
right.
you know, because
right.
we're lacking the things that we need
mm-hmm.
And we're not willing to apply ourselves to get ourselves back in balance, if that makes sense.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, learn to forgive or learn to love quick, so that way we can get back in balance. That's one like law that's kind of with me. There's another one, the law of divine compensation. There's a woman, she's a Christian writer. Her name is Marianne Williamson, and she talks about divine compensation, which she says this is God's law. That God's law. This is God's law. What we put out will return to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
So that's, you know, whatsoever man sows, that shall he reap.
That's
you
it.
Know?
That's
so
it.
If you sow love,
mm-hmm.
you shall reap love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you sow hatred,
mm-hmm.
you shall reap
mm-hmm.
hatred. If
yes.
you sow unforgiveness, you shall reap unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if she's talking about divine compensation, she talks about it from how the spiritual manifests into the physical,
right?
Which is so cool. So she's, as it relates to the topic of money,
mm-hmm.
she's saying that a person that truly learns how to love other people will be compensated for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll be compensated for it in ways financially that you couldn't even fathom. But the whole deal is not about going after compensation. It's about learning to love people. Like, which is it's a big lesson for a lot of us. But then once you kind of get there, then, you know. So that's another good spiritual principle. Another one, I'm saying out of scripture, we talked about sowing and reaping.
Right.
Of course, forgiveness, the scripture in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Right.
And what's interesting about that is, like, all your debts can be forgiven if you're willing to forgive them
right.
for somebody else.
Right.
Like,
right.
it's that, you know, it's just like, wow, maybe perhaps we're in physical debt because we're unwilling to forgive
right.
debts that somebody else needs forgiven.
It's, and I have to be sensitive of how I say this. I'm saying something that can take this year as well. You sure?
Yes.
So I want to share this because this is something, a testimony that God has just done with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
And Pastor G and Lady C, I'm sorry I'm talking so much.
You guys are still live now, so.
Yeah. We have joined.
Oh, yeah.
All of the wisdom that
yes.
God has powered you with. And I'm just listening, and I'm getting filled with a lot of great knowledge and wisdom that God has poured into your heart.
And encouragement,
you
too.
Know?
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to ask you, out of all the things that you have done and the things that God has blessed you to do, what is one of your biggest obstacles that you face in the ministry?
Biggest obstacle? You know what? The biggest obstacle for me would have been the fear of rejection. And the fear of not knowing whether I was truly good enough.
Wow. Similarities going on, because every time you say something like this, I have a conversation with God about. Good enough.
Those were the kind of the biggest ones. And if you listen to my album, so on Fatherless Child, the album ends with me playing Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. And I had the opportunity to play Rhapsody in Blue at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And I played it on a piano without the orchestra on that record. I just played it on a piano by myself. And I got an overwhelming standing ovation. The thing is, I had so much, I was so apprehensive about that moment because I didn't know if, even if I was good enough to be standing on the on the stage at the Kennedy Center to be doing that. But it was Bishop Jakes who said to me, he said, they only invite the people they know can do it.
That's right.
They don't invite people that can't.
Right.
But that was hard. And he put it in simple language. I was just, okay, yeah, they invited me because I could do it. And he said, go in the bathroom, go wherever you got to go, look yourself in the mirror and say, yo, you got this. You know, and that was a great obstacle for me, just getting over that fear. That what if people don't understand me? What if I'm misunderstood? What if I don't have the right thing to say to the hurting person in time of need? Like, you know, all of that. And but the Holy Spirit has dealt with that and worked and has baptized me from all my fears.
And I'm vulnerable enough to share it. That's what I want to do now when I show up at big events. Like, how did I get here? What am I doing? You know, when we got on the red carpet, the filler was, did it mean? You know, I was wondering. Got a chance to go to Paris, France back in April, and I was like, I said, God, if you want me to go, the money would be in my account. The next day was in my account. Over $2,000. It was just like, it was a situation that God just moved in my favor. The money was there. I said, well, I got the tickets. We went over there, and God did what he's supposed to do. I was coming back on the stage. And I'm sharing that with sounds reminded to you because of your broadcast. That's why I started with a radio broadcast. And God took that little boy and matured him.
Yes, sir.
So I'm reverberating that back because somebody I think needs to hear this because you know they don't value themselves and I had a problem with that. God said, why are you looking at yourself as if you're nothing?
Yeah.
He said, but I'm giving you everything. Don't fix the gift I give you and say it's nothing.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, wow. He just said that to me.
Yeah.
He said, you are valued. Some of the mountain, you are valued. Everybody's on Facebook Live.
You are valued.
I don't need to call your name. You know who you are. You are valued.
Mm-hmm.
You have value. Don't let anybody tell you you don't. Don't let anybody tell you you have no value. You definitely have value. There's something that you're created to do to the earth. That's incredible. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, I was listening to that. A young lady today, I had went to a play setting for rehearsal, and she has a beautiful voice, and she said, I don't sing because they told me I can't sing. And I said, well, who told you that? She said, well, this guy who told me, she said, it tore me up on the inside, so I stopped singing. I said, well, you know, The Bible said through Christ Jesus, you can do all things that strengthen in you. I said, so your strength comes from Christ, not man. I said, and don't ever let someone put you down. I said, because we all have the gifts that God has given us, and our job is to find our gifts and to depend on God and trust God, you know. So I'm just loving Jamar, what you're saying. You open up a lot of things. My wife and I, we travel together. And people say, how do you do it? What's the thing? I said, well, I said, God is in everything that we do. I said, and as I was with Brother Mike, I said, it's called godly time management. I said, God is just so good to us, and he continued to bless us. We do like one day we'd like to get a chance to come and meet you. And you have to meet.
Okay, most definitely. And also, I want to do this real quick. We're going to walk through this. This season right here, I believe God's going to minister promise to some people, and I know I want to hear it as well. And so I know that there's some people that God is ministering to on Facebook Live, BPN Live, on TV, Sacrament TV Live, and also on both of our radio networks. I know he's doing some great things. Now, I want you to tell everybody where they can find your music, because we want them to get access to it as well. Then we're going to play Promise.
Yes, sir. All of the music is available in all of our digital stores, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere that digital music is sold, as well as, I believe, Walmart. Certain Walmarts around the country, you can get physical product if you still have a CD player.
Yep, exactly. MP3 downloads as well.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and play this, and I want to listen to it, so we'll be listening and talking. If you're still live with us, we'll take some breaks for you, hear some commentary. Just a second. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned. That's Promised by, written by Jamar Jones.
Well, written by Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman, I'm sorry. But you're playing
yeah,
the keys in this,
Patrick yes,
Bell singing.
Yes, sir.
You got to get all the credits correct.
Yeah. I wish I wrote it.
Any questions that somebody might have, you got just a few more minutes to call in. If you want to call in, you can call in. And I know some people on Facebook Live, you can join also Pastor Nirmani by calling in to our queue, and that's 657-383-0437. We only got a few minutes left, so I don't know if we'll be able to get you in. And also, we want to respect your time as well, back with your family and everything like that. And so thank you very much, Alicia, for this time that we get to share. Anybody who have questions on the side of Facebook Live, you can put that in. I've read Pastor Gerald's and also Lady C's, Lady Carol's message. Thank you so much for your blessing and also sharing with you that they appreciate you sharing your testimonies.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank
so
you for
anybody, love. And anybody else got anything they want to share comment-wise on Facebook Live or anybody that wants to call in, that number is 657-383-0437. We'll give you a couple of minutes. We'll wait on you. If I see the phone light up, I'll go ahead and have you come on live and ask Jamar a question. And also, anything that you would share with anyone that has that same ability to, you know, to reach out and do that as far as touch lives through their gifts, anything that you can give them as far as wisdom. And the biggest thing that you would say to them, what would that be?
The biggest thing that I would say is allow the Holy Spirit to really guide you and lead you into all truth.
Yeah.
You know, and what that means is he's giving you something to share. I only have what I have for the purpose of sharing.
Right.
I don't have music ability to keep to myself.
Right.
I actually have to share it.
Mm-hmm.
If he's giving you a gift, he's given some the gift of speaking. He's given some the gift of, some creative arts gifts. Like some can paint, some can break dance.
Right.
You know. And when I talk about dancing, there's a difference between dancing and being one that can inspire people with movement.
Right.
That's what we call
art.
Those are two different things, you know. But whatever that gift is, allow the Lord to show you how that works in context of the rest of the world,
mm-hmm.
and who you need to share that with.
That's right.
We're here. There's only one singular purpose in all things. The scripture says God is love.
Mm-hmm.
So he put us here to love and to be love.
Right.
So he put us here to love and to be love. So in all things, that's kind of like what happens, whether it's through fatherless child, that's the way I share my gift with the world at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So pray to the Lord for that. And then two, the second thing that I want to share, because you can't undermine the importance of having a whole and healthy heart in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, fatherless child is not so much about me being fatherless at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's about dealing with the sentiment of abandonment.
Right.
That's really what it is. And then we all in some way feel orphaned,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the spirit of the orphan is what it deals with. Go find out whatever that thing that ails you,
mm-hmm.
so that way you can help the others that have that similar condition and you can show them how to be free.
Wow.
You know, I think that's very important, again, because we put here to love and to be loved.
That's right.
And the only way we can love is through the gifts that God has given us, whether it's preaching, whether you're an evangelist, whether you're an apostle.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a fivefold ministry gift. It could be some ethereal musical gift. It could be, I just watched the Quincy documentary on Netflix.
Oh, I've got that saved. I got to watch it.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible how he had given his life to just making a better life for those that were around him.
Wow.
Because his circumstances were dire,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't want people around him to have those circumstances. It was an incredible, you know, inspiration locked in there. And those are the two things that I think are the biggest.
All right. You know, it's been a blessing. And the scripture I like to quote is, didn't a heart burn within?
Yeah.
As we suffer out.
This has been amazing for me. I know I've had a blast, you know. My prayer every morning is Psalms 143:8.
Mm-hmm.
Let the morning bring me word of his unfailing love.
Yeah.
You know what
it.
I mean? And
yeah.
Today the Lord did that through
mm-hmm.
this.
Amen. Praise God. You know, you got to come back. And you know, if you guys want to do one of my shows and just come in and just sit in, we're trying to work with our
show. We would like to.
Because I think there's a tag team thing, this element that God is building.
First of all, she can talk.
Were you holding back?
Yeah. And she's a surgeon. She's a surgeon in the U.S. Army. So,
wow.
Like,
yeah.
You know. She can talk. And she's a mother of three. She's a Delta. She's a social worker. She's a teacher.
This is destiny then. You guys got to come back.
Yeah.
And also, one of the beautiful things about the space here, if we want to see some people here, we got two conference rooms. We can do the same setup.
Oh, wow.
And see about 10 people. So,
okay.
So let's do something. Let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk.
This is the day that we're trying to create platforms and places where people can come and really heal.
Sure.
Where they can come and really learn.
Sure.
And get wisdom. And like I said, I know what I got. And God's been dealing with me about everything that was spoken throughout the last 3 months. And he's building some platforms in my spirit before he builds the platforms out there.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You basically shared it has to be on the inside first before it comes
out. Yes, sir.
And so I've been amazed, and I'm telling you as a testimony, I've been amazed at what God has been able to do when I deny myself.
Yeah.
Not devalue when I deny myself and say, God, let me catch up. We're going back to that same thing you said. Let me catch up with you.
Yeah.
And I'm used to, I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, you know, you're waiting by yourself because God's already doing something. Catch up.
Yeah.
Fall in love with him. Get in your prayer closet. Get in the word. Let it get in you.
Yeah.
And he can show you, okay, this is what you can start doing. It's already going on.
Yes, sir.
Jump on board. Come on, our family. Let's do some great things. Let's make history.
Yeah, amen.
But the kingdom of God, let's make Jesus famous.
Yes, sir.
Any last words to our audience before we go? You can come over if you want. She said, go ahead. Yeah, this has been awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is, and also, any last words from you, Sounds of Imani? You guys are still there?
Yeah, we're still here, and we've enjoyed this thoroughly. And so great to meet you, Jamar, and your family, and sharing all of the inspiration that you have tonight. We're certainly soaking it in.
Amen. Likewise.
You poured into a lot of people, not just the ones that's here on the phone or me here, but you poured in a lot of people around the world. Like I said, you know, I'm hoping our people, that we're in 15 countries, if they're picking up, you've got ministered to.
Wow.
And if you didn't understand what we're saying because of English, you got some translation, you go back and pick this up on Facebook Live and get it translated.
Okay.
All right. Thank you much, everybody. And we just thank you very much for tuning in to our Blog Talk family. We're saying goodbye to you. I was releasing it in by segments.
Okay.
All right. Blog Talk Live. We'll talk to you later. Also, Sounds of Imani, thank you so much. We love you and God bless you. And good night.
All right. Love you too.
All right. Thank you.